You know what? If you break the law and you get shot, that's on you. I'm sorry. You disrespect people, you deserve what you get. The men and women in blue are there to serve us. They're trying to protect us. And yet, everything they... I was just in Chicago. There was a shooting on Thursday. 10 people were shot. Black-on-black crime. But the highlight of the news, a police officer shot a 13-year-old. The question is, why would a 13-year-old be in a position to be shot? Where are the parents of the 13-year-old? Let's go to JD. Maybe he's got some answers. Hi, JD.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Pat. Okay, getting along. First of all, question. Have you got your mail-in ballot yet for early voting tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going. I didn't get a mail-in ballot. I got the book. I'm going to vote. I'll be there tomorrow to vote in person.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my mail-in ballot, nor does anybody that I know should have had their mail-in ballots to vote, to send in. So what they're going to do is
with all the early voting, where they're going to wait and they're going to look at the numbers, and then miraculously they're going to come up with 68,000 of these votes. They're not going to check the signatures like they did in Michigan, and they're going to accept it.
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, so in Michigan, apparently there were 68,000 fraudulent signatures. It's amazing how they were able to determine there were 68,000 fraudulent signatures on petitions for several people to run for governor in Georgia. Now, of course, the Republicans aren't allowed to run as governor against Whitmer. So it's a great thing, isn't it?
Well, my point is we're supposed to receive mail-in ballots to vote tomorrow, and I haven't got it yet. That's my point.
Oh, no, I know what your point was. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so something's wrong here, because nobody that I know has gotten them yet.
No, we haven't gotten them.
And now, earlier you asked a question, you know, or you made a statement, which I agree on, you know, swift punishment. It may have skipped your memory. There's a guy, I forget the exact pronunciation of his name, I think it's McCullough, who was convicted of murder in the mid-'80s, I think 1984, and sentenced to death. He's still on death row in 2022. That's approximately 37 years. Even though, after about 3 years in the Nevada prison, he committed another murder of an inmate. So you have a Nevada prisoner on death row for over 35 years for doing two murders, one in prison, and we can't put him to death.
That's because our system is broken. It's absurd. First of all, you got a murderer. You got him dead to rights. Why in the world are we? What rights are they? They lost their rights. They broke the law. They're done. Kill them. Execute them.
Well, that just highlights how bad we are. Now, the other question I have on the governor debates on Channel 8, CBS.
Yeah.
The other night with Steve Sebelius.
I saw it.
Valdez and some blonde that I never seen or heard of as far as a political person. And prior to that, some 20-something-year-old kid that's associated with John Ralston's nonprofit organization out of Reno that's funded by Elaine Wynn, offering his opinions on Republican candidates. Could you tell me who in their right mind between those five candidates agreed to be interviewed in that debate by Steve Sebelius?
What do you mean? I don't follow your question.
The five Republicans that were on that debate.
Right.
Steve Sebelius is to the left
I don't think Sebelius did a bad job. I really don't. I'll tell you what I did see in this debate.
He will always throw in a question that is a zinger. He asked some questions that had nothing to do with the governor's race of Nevada, starting off with, is Trump the president or Biden the president?
No, you know, the reason for that is because there's such – I got to go to a break, J.D., but the reason they do that is simple. That question is because a lot of these people are running around screaming – he got robbed and all that good stuff. And you know what? They're not moving on. And so that basically it's really – a great question, because a lot of people are asking that question. And right now, like just when you're listening to Kellyanne Conway, she goes, listen, Joe Biden's the president. Do I think there was things were wrong? Yes, but he's president. And I guess that's what they were looking for. I don't know what else to say.
My question to you is, who had control? Who did all of, how did this come up? How did this debate come about with these five candidates? Maybe you can explain later.
Channel 8 probably got with together and called them up and said, come on, we want to do this. I know that.
So all five of these dumbbells agreed to be interviewed by these
the
other dumbbells.
Yes. And guess what?
And, so,
and right now, Channel 8
supposed to
have it. Channel 8's going to have a debate supposedly for the for Senate Brown, and I hear Laxalt doesn't want to appear, which is a mistake by Laxalt.
Well, good for him. At least he has some brain. Are they going to interview Sisolak and have asked?
Chances
him
are they not. But I got to go to break. I appreciate you, JD. Chances are they won't, because he's an incumbent. He doesn't have any running against him, unless they want to go against, unless Collins agrees to debate him. Thanks for the call. You're listening to Live and Local now. We'll come back. We got two more callers. 702-866-6700. We'll be back after this.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:32, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, look out for a vehicle fire. That's on Interstate 15 northbound after Speedway Boulevard. The right lane is blocked there. Also, some slow flows through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound at Oakey, northbound at Tropicana. Looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour through there. There's some left shoulder work as you enter the Spaghetti Bowl there on Interstate 15 northbound as well. That's past Charleston. And do remember that bridge work, which is taking place on US 95 southbound to Centennial Boulevard and Ann Road. That project should be completed by the end of August.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash, powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. TV selections have been made for Mountain West football, and with that, UNLV has many start times for the upcoming season. Their season opening game against Idaho State has been pushed up a week. It is now going to be a week zero game on August 27th, and that game's going to kick off at 12:30. Other home games in their start times, September 17th against North Texas, that game kicks at noon. Friday, September 30th against New Mexico, that game is scheduled to start at 8 o'clock. October 15th, that's Saturday against Air Force, that's going to have a 7:30 kickoff. And on November 11th against Fresno State, that game will kick off at 7:30. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Macy's Memorial Day sale has everything you need to dive into summer the right way, with specials like 30 to 40% off sandals, slides, and more, and 25 to 40% off tops and shorts from Inc., Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Plus, refresh your space with 50% off hotel bedding. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Just thinking about how people all talk to cats the same way. You know, that calming voice those floofers pretend they can't hear, all cute and standoffish. It does get their motors purring, though. Let's see if it sounds like catnip to your ears when I say,
"Pets stay free at Motel 6 in rooms that are more comfy than a box full of yarn." Do you like that, people?
Tom Baudet for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of Pets, and we'll leave the laser light on for you.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable to than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as Governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for Governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we go back to the phones, the phone number here is 702-866-6700. Thank you for waiting patiently, Stephen. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, Pat, thanks for being there.
My pleasure.
I wanted to caution you regarding one of the first things I investigated when I got out of law school was the death penalty. And you might be surprised to know that the Bar Association, looking out for their members, it's actually cheaper to for the American public to go through the to not go through with all the appeals and all the legal meringuing and the arguing and bickering regarding the death penalty. So we're in a real mess there. We need real people elected that will actually look out for our economy. I did get the sample ballot thing, and I'm happy to report that 8 drop off points were taken off the possibilities. Now we're down to 135 drop-off points. I called the voters' question spot after watching 2,000 Mules, and I asked if they were going to be videotaped and they could be verified in case a lot of ballots just happened to be dropped off in the middle of the night. And the county employee didn't know. He didn't know who I could contact that did know. It was the Secretary of State's responsibility to do that, which didn't sound real good to me. Last point, as far as the school to kids sent to school to learn, I think that's what the California parents found out when their kindergartners were sexualized by 4 or 5 year olds. And they objected to that. Of course, now they're on the FBI investigation list for trying to point out the liberals' plan to destroy as many children as we could. We're in a mess. I just hope like heck that we can actually count the vote this time. I mean, I'm sure you remember.
I'm very aware about that.
Stalin saying, "It's not important who people vote for. It's important who counts the vote." But
sad to say that you're right there, man.
Wish you the best of luck, and thanks for being and for your effort.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. 702-866-6700, 866-6700. All right. Tomorrow, early voting in person begins. So if you want to be heard, go in person. You don't have to worry. Okay? If you have any questions, you can contact the Clark County Election Department at 702-455-8693. That's 455-8693, or you can, it's ELINFO, election info, at clarkcountynevada.gov. Registering to vote is your civic duty. It's super easy to register to vote, and thanks to a recent legislation in Nevada, same-day voter registration state, which means you can register the same day you get to vote. If you haven't registered and you want to vote, and if you prefer to register online, you go to www.nvsos.gov/SOS voter services/start.aspx. If you want to do the same day voter registration, you'll need to bring your valid driver's license or ID with you when you go to vote in person. Where do you go to vote? The Clark County website for this, there's a direct link, which I can't even repeat. Whoever created this link is, I can't even, it's in today's paper, but it's crazy. Look at this. I mean, how do I give that out over the, I mean, it's impossible. But if anybody has any questions and wants to know what they need to, where they need to go, reach out to me. You have my email. You always hear my cell phone, 702-286-1014. If you text me, I'll send you information where you need to go vote, how to vote. If you have questions about specific races, be more than happy to give you my 2 cents and help you as much as I can. I've had a lot of people call me. As you know, I'm running. I'm on the ballot for public administrator. Now, a lot of people did. The question is, why did I choose public administrator has been coming across on numerous occasions. Well, if you didn't know, my mom died before my stepfather. And by law, money transfers to a spouse. My stepfather didn't have his things in order, and when he died 8 months later, everything went to family members that are 10 or 12 years estranged. They haven't talked to each other in 10 or 12 years. They're estranged. Interesting. However, what got me wasn't his family getting the money as much as some lawyer got a third of the estate. And I believe if I get elected, I'm going to piss off a lot of attorneys, but I'd like to change that, work on putting together rules and regulations whereby that gets changed. Why should an attorney make a third of that money by filling out paperwork? And the reason I'm so pissed is my uncle wanted me to take a couple items, and this attorney said, oh, no, you can't take that. It's part of the estate, like my mother's dishes. And there was a motorcycle, which was worth maybe $5,000. This SOB wanted to get paid. Here's the other problem with this clown. He's working out of a Regis office. He's a real barrister, this guy was. So that was part of the reason that I wanted to be involved. I think people, and regardless if they're homeless or whatnot, need to understand the importance of a simple will. And when I come back, we're going to touch on that in a big way. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local. And if you have any further questions, 866-6700 is the number. If not, you're going to hear me talk. Be right back after this.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Mein Key, doing car care right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Now, you know this isn't Sam Brown's first rodeo, right? He ran for office in Texas.
Wait, he's from Texas?
He moved there from Arkansas to run for office. Poured it on thick, too.
Here it is.
Texas has been good to us. Texas is really God's country. Let's plant our roots in Dallas and really invest in the community there.
Wait for it.
And I'm not going anywhere.
But he only moved here in 2018.
Yeah, and he's running for Senate after just living here a few years, right?
I have socks that have literally been in Nevada longer than Sam Brown. So why did he leave Texas?
Well, voters in Texas asked the same thing, didn't they?
You would never get me out of here. It'll literally take an act of God to get me out of Texas.
Wait, so what happened?
Well, he lost the race in Texas.
Ouch. So losing an election was an act of God?
Apparently for Sam Brown it was.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My name is Pat Casale. It's a pleasure to be here on this Friday for the first big weekend of the year, technically. And I hope we get through the rest of the year with no problems where they shut us down, etc. The weather is going to be cool on Monday, but you know we're going to have a nice warm weekend. And for me, I'm going to be hanging out, a little barbecue action at the house, relaxing, and maybe I'll even hit the gym finally starting tomorrow. I don't want to go on a limb here and guarantee it, but I need to start working out, and that's what my plan. But again, early in-person voting begins tomorrow. I suggest you get out there and vote. If you want to be counted on in person, go down. I'll be doing that with my wife and my kid. We're going to go down together as a family. I'm going to vote. We're going to vote. And don't forget Pat Casale for public administrator. After what's going on, today's RJ, there was a whole story about the consultants joining the troubled county office. My job is to get in there and bring some semblance of respect to those people who die. Everybody should have a will. If I have to finance that out of my own pocket, I want to make sure we do classes. There should be programs regarding trust for some people who have a numerous amount of assets. But things need to be in line because you know what? I'm not going to let the government handle it. I'm not going to let some attorney grab a third and walk away. Oh, I got lucky. It's like hitting the lottery because the amount of money for my mother and father's estate was huge, and he got a handsome amount of money, and my daughter didn't get anything. The only granddaughter. So that really got me pissed. Let's go to my friend Lewis on the phone. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, Pat.
How you been, buddy?
I've been good, sir. I have been good. What happened in Texas, I think it goes without saying, it's heartbreaking. It's happened before, and, sadly, it shouldn't happen again if we don't allow it to, okay? What really disgusts me is they're now just pulling at the heartstrings. Every story coming out is designed to pull at your heartstrings. Pat, it's really concerning. Pat, it is really concerning to me. What did the police do there? Why didn't they do something, right? It's going to come out.
Well, I want to ask you a question. So, I'm going to defend law enforcement to some degree here because I don't think they're properly trained to handle what looked like a military action, right? I'm not sitting here saying...
And I'm saying this. Okay? Cops can't win either way.
Right, exactly.
Right? Because they can't win either way. Oh, well, why didn't they do this? Well, then they should. Then they're the second guess. But I'm just saying on paper and by what we know as regular common folk with logical common sense.
What was that word you used? What was that word you just used?
Logical common sense.
Which has been missing in the United States for how long now?
for years.
Okay,
so any logical person, any reasonable person looks at the timeline, or at least I do, and say, what's missing here? 77 minutes, there's something wrong. I don't know what it is, but I know there's something wrong.
I would agree.
Okay, now I know this, and I know this, Pat. I know that when Pat Casale was in school and when I was in school, if the school called my parents to say, hey, you need to come down here, and that we, my parents went down to the school and they said, hey, Pat did this to a teacher or Pat did this to a student, your parents got your side of the story and they believed you because they had to, because they're your parents. But they gave the benefit of the doubt to the school, and I can almost guarantee you, you got your butt kicked when you got home. No questions asked.
Well, you know, 90% of the time, you know, they knew you were full of baloney, right?
Right, right. Nowadays, you already know what's coming. Hey, Mr. Casale, little Bobby did this and did that to students. Well, my kid wouldn't do that. I know my kid, and my kid wouldn't do that. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, when Pat Casale got bullied in school, when he was in school, the bullying ended one of two ways. The bullying ended every day at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we had a fight. We figured, and then two hours later, we were hanging out again.
Right. Well, it ended at 3 o'clock because you rushed home to your school, back home, or to your clubs. Right? That's how it ended, or it ended just the other way you said. You popped him in the mouth, or he popped you in the mouth.
Correct.
And you guys walked away, friends or frenemies or whatever, and that's how it ended. But, Pat, these kids, and all these high-priced education psychiatrists can't see what's so obvious. They're digging deeper into things that don't exist. We know that he comes from a broken home is number one. And number two, the bullying of this kid. And I'm not condoning what he did. The bullying of this kid on 24 hours a day, 365 days because of the stupid phone. And parents are to blame as well. You know why? Because when Pat Casale and Lewis were kids, our parents didn't have the luxury to put us in front of a cell phone and say, I'll be back, I'm going to happy hour.
Yeah, but, you know, now these cell phones are mini computers, Lewis. And the problem...
I know. No, but, Pat, no.
Lewis, I gotta go to a break, but
nobody's seeing what's happening here. Nobody is seeing what's happening here.
Well,
everything we're doing is self-inflicted.
You're 100% right. I got to go to a break. It was great. Have a great Memorial Day. I'll be on tomorrow night as well. Take care. This is Live and Local. My name is Pat Casale. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. We'll be right back after this.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock, and the biggest